Got a secret?
Here's a secret for you.
Can you keep it?
This is a good one.
Nope.
Omaha Secrets, 402-962-9898. Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
A highly anticipated most wanted Omaha Secrets. You got a secret to spill? Get it off your chest. Get one step closer to scoring $100 to Timber Creek Pizza Pub and Grill. Omaha Secrets. It's a judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. We'll even give you that celebrity name. Like, how about this? The Rock in Omaha. One of my great pleasures of being a stay-at-home husband is I get to decide what goes in the washing machine. My wife has some truly hideous outfits that she likes to wear. And by God Almighty, it is my duty to make sure they stay at the bottom of the clothes hamper for months.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Okay, so The Rock apparently has fashion and his wife does not. Well, it's your job, The Rock.
Yeah.
To go, you know, maybe go shopping for her then.
I would say.
If you think she's got some hideous outfits.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of opinions, big mouth.
But judgment-free zone, what do
I
know?
Oh, no, yeah, no, yeah, totally.
Steve-O in Omaha. Spicoli and Meg, when I was younger, I got hammered and I threw up on a random lady at a bar before stumbling outside for some fresh air. Was followed outside by her boyfriend. I pointed at another guy, and the boyfriend beat him up instead of me. They ended up in court over it all. Oops.
Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise.
Oh, that scared the heck out of me. Look at behind you.
What? Oh, my gosh. <I know. laughs>
They're cleaning the windows. We're up high on 50th and Dodge, and all of a sudden the window cleaners are here, and they're just banging on the windows.
Oh, my gosh. It scared the crap out of me.
I don't know if you can hear that over the radio, but I was like, what? What's going on?
Oh,
why is somebody
gosh.
Banging on the windows? Oh, it's a window Oof. Cleaners. All right, here's Matt in Bellevue.
Oof.
Looking after my nieces this
Sweaty
Christmas,
armpits.
The youngest came up to me to tattle on her sister for swearing. According to my sister-in-law, the correct response to this is, it's not nice to tell tales, Victoria, and not what I told her. No one likes a bleeping rat, Victoria.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt, Bellevue, not a good look. Yeah, but that's the uncle, though. You know, they always say...
That is a very uncle or aunt.
Everybody's
move.
Got the crazy uncle or the crazy aunt,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. Hi. Hi, Hawaii.
I used to be you.
I'm the crazy aunt.
Janelle out of Lincoln. She's like, I don't need a celebrity name just like Matt in Bellevue. The cookie is the best part of the Oreo. I usually just scrape the cream off. It's not even that great.
That's a weird secret. And also, like, I understand why you want to stay anonymous because.
No, she doesn't. She said, my name is Janelle in Lincoln.
Oh, I thought she said, oh.
No,
oh,
she said, I don't need a celebrity
I
name.
Don't
so
need a celebrity
if
name.
You know Janelle in Lincoln, I'll let you be the judge of that one. I mean, that is a crazy secret. The cookie is the best part of the Oreo.
Also,
I thought the cream
wow.
was
and
the...
she's standing on that business.
She is.
Straight up standing on that business.
402-962-9898. It's Omaha Secrets. What's yours? Spill it. Get one step closer to $100 to Timber Creek Pizza Pub and Grill with Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
402-962-9898. If you got a secret to spill, get it off your chest. Get one step closer to scoring $100 to Timber Creek Pizza Pub and Grill.
Yeah.
Judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. We'll even give you that celebrity name.
Yeah,
like Katy Perry and Lincoln, I worked at a store once upon a time. The toilet seat broke, and it took months for them to replace it. Initially, when using the toilet, I'd hover. But then one day, I sat on the porcelain, and I found it surprisingly comfortable.
Oh.
Now I always sit on the bowl with the toilet seat up.
That's so weird.
Meg, you guys said judgment-free zone. Don't judge. Don't knock until
I'm
you try.
I'm trying not to judge. Oh my God, that's weird. I've done that accidentally here before when we got first thing when I got to work and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to the bathroom. I didn't even notice that the seat was up and I went to sit down. And I went, whoa. And I was like, that was so uncomfortable. And I put the seat down.
That had to have been the weirdest feeling.
Weirdest feeling.
Okay, let's go
Almost
to the phones.
Almost about as weird as the guys washing the windows behind us.
Yeah.
I can see them in the reflection. I can watch you. I'm watching your eyes, too.
402.
Freaking me out.
962-9898. Let's go to you. She needs a celebrity name. Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek.
Selma
I like
Hayek.
It. I like it.
You're on Omaha Secrets. Go ahead.
So in 2019, my husband and I, well, my now husband, had moved in together. Doing so, we were, you know, looking at finances. Retirement was one of the things. We had I had 30,000 or something in my retirement. And then in 2020, someone had messaged me on Instagram and was like, I'll pay you for feet pics. And I was like, it's 2020. I'm broke. So I was like, okay. Long story short, I got scammed out of like $20,000.
Oh, how did you end up getting scammed?
Right, because if he's paying you for feet pics, that doesn't check out.
Right. Well, okay, so he paid for like a pedicure, and I was like, okay, so this is legit. And then he sent me a check for like $20,000. He was like, no, this is for you. I went to cash it, and then he was like, oh gosh, I need that back. So then I withdrew it from my bank and sent it back to him. But then my bank was like, oh, that bounced. And so then my bank account was like $20,000 in the red. Thankfully, it was during 2020 and COVID, and so they didn't have like penalties on taking from your retirement.
That's crazy. Okay, tell us that moment when they were like, oh, that bouncing, it's coming out of your checking.
Literally, like my heart sank into my butt. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. How did I get scammed?
I guess I've never had a check bounce before. Do banks not protect your account from that kind of stuff? Like it is your fault because you're the one who put it in there?
Yeah, it was basically all my fault. I mean, I went through a whole thing like later, like a couple of months later with them of like, you know, I didn't know this person really as well as I did. And, you know, I got scammed. And so they definitely like flagged things. They kind of helped me through some stuff. But like, I never got that money back.
You ate it on $20,000 and you kept it a secret from your husband?
Yeah.
You had to get a loan out of your retirement.
Yeah. I've never told anybody. This is actually the first time I'm saying it, but it feels so good to get it off my chest.
Adele, that's her celebrity name. She's joining us on Omaha Secrets, getting scammed out of $20,000 over feet pics. Do you think you'll ever tell your husband?
I'm so ashamed. I don't think I'll ever tell anybody.
Aside from us, apparently, and Omaha.
Right.
But no, no, I'm kidding.
It's crazy that you could keep something this private, though, especially if you share finances. How did you keep this such a big secret from him?
Well, I am definitely gaslighting him right now because we were looking into our retirement like a couple of months ago to, you know, decide how early we could retire. And he said, he's like, well, I thought you had more in there. I thought it was definitely around like 30. You should have more in there. And I'm like, no, you're wrong. It's always been this.
Do you feel guilty?
Oh my God, 100%.
I wonder what he would say if you came clean though and just said, hey, I made an honest mistake. I was just trying to make some money on the side. What do you think he would say?
I honestly don't know. I think he would be super angry, but then I don't know. I think he loves me enough that he would get over it, but
like if you were my wife, I bet I would love you enough where be like, man, I would be super hot, but
yeah.
I would try to figure out like, one, are you okay? Two,
yeah.
What can we do to kind of make this money back? Do we each need to get like a side hustle or something other than feet pics?
Right.
Other than feet pics. So if anybody hits you up on Instagram telling you they can pay you for feet pics, don't do it.
Yep. Lesson learned.
Yeah, I'd sure say.
Selma Hayek or Adele or whatever we were calling you.
Selma Hayek.
Partially Selma Hayek, partially Adele. Had to use a special like AI filter on her voice because, wow, that's a secret. Congratulations. You just took home $100 to Timber Creek Pizza Pub and Grill. That's a massive secret. What started something innocent, you know, COVID turned into feet pics, turned into a $20,000 scam.
That's insane. Insane. I feel bad, but at the same time, it's like, did you not see that coming? I don't know. Not judging.
Judgment-free zone.
We do it
every Wednesday at 8:25. Spill your secret and get one step closer to the prize. And for you, Selma Hayek, $100 to Timber Creek Pizza Pub and Grill. Congratulations.
Coming your way.